Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons. I have author, presenter, facilitator, Martina Lehan Sheehan on the line now. Martina, welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Nice to connect. It's been a while.
Now, Martina, since I talked to you last, you had a very big loss. Your husband, partner, Pat, passed away. So we're very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Mary.
How are you managing?
Well, it's just his first anniversary just this week. So, oh gosh, it's still very, how would I describe it? I wouldn't say I'm still in shock, but obviously everything in my life and everything in my heart has changed. And it's the biggest loss I could possibly have imagined. That's the only way I could put it. I am blessed with support, but for anyone who knows, to lose a primary relationship like a husband, the heart is hollowed out for sure.
And it was just the two of you living there in your freshly built home about 15 years, Rua.
Yeah, Rua it's called, which means spirit. In fact, in our wedding vows, we actually took a vow to create a community, a Christian community. So we opened our home only in 2017, really, to create a Christian community in a contemporary way, sort of modelled the first Christian community, and people just joined word of mouth. We didn't do any advertising or anything like that, and it just flourished and grew. And then COVID, when COVID came in 2020, we had to kind of reinvent the wheel and we went online. And again, it just flourished. It started with 20 people and it was 300 was our average number after. And that has continued, actually. It's something that we initiated that was important to both of us. And then Calvary arrived. That's the only way I could call the devastation that happened in 2021, the start of it.
I'm so sorry, Martina. How are you picking things up now? How are you trying to move forward?
Well, I think a lot of people knew the story of what happened to Pat. You know, he had a horrific, horrific journey for 18 months. He was in hospital for a lot of that time. He was in a coma. He lost his voice. He didn't eat or drink anything for over 18 months. So he couldn't eat, drink, sleep, walk, or even talk. His voice was taken as well in a surgery. So he just did crucifixion, you know. Near his death, he said very important things. Pat was a man of steady faith, deep faith and deep wisdom. My husband and my soulmate, for sure. And he said important things near his death. One of the things he said is Rua must continue. And Rua was what we started together. And another thing he said to me was, he used to call my writing, as you know, I've written some books, he used to call it scribbling. And he said, don't stop scribbling. Before his death. Yeah. So I have continued both of those things. Have reignited the spirit of Rua. I've gone back and been running retreats again and have been online again. And they are flourishing, in fairness. They are. I think Pat is at our back.
Is it all online, Martina?
No, it's not all online. No, I've run lots of programs online and there's been huge numbers attending, which is beautiful. And I feel Pat's been with us in that. But I have opened my own home here again. You know, I don't want that getting big because it's where I live, obviously. But we just had a day yesterday now and 30 people turned up and we had a beautiful day of reflection. So, yeah, I've reopened the spirit of Rua, both where I'm living and also online and also in outreach retreats and that. And I'm running, in fact, a retreat on Pentecost in Cork in Rotherstone Park Hotel.
That's the 28th of May.
That's the 28th of May. That's correct. And it's free. Anybody can come. I'm kind of excited about it because I feel something bigger than me sort of initiated this, if you can understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. And we opened our own initiative on the Feast of Pentecost. And it's fitting that this is on the Feast of Pentecost in Rotherstone Park. So I'll be drawing a little bit from Pat's life and some of the wisdom that he left with us. It will be a beautiful experience because together we'll be going to be just invoking the spirit and doing meditation, poetry, music, scripture, There's about 90 booked in already, and there are still some places available. But it's going to be beautiful.
And people need to book in. I presume they book in.
Oh, they need to book in. Oh, they do, yeah, because the hotel is providing tea, coffee and everything. So in Rochestown Park Hotel, which is a lovely venue. So they do need to book in, all right, yeah. info@ruarest.com.
Is that in Cork City?
That's in Cork City, Mary. Rochestown Park is out near Rochestown. It's a beautiful hotel, and they've given us a banquet room. And the places are really filling up. It feels like there's just something bigger than myself initiating this. You know, even in the heartbreak, that is my daily diet at the moment, heartbreak, I can feel that there is just glimpses of consolation coming through around just even the writing, I suppose. I certainly didn't plan to write a book, Mary. After Pat died, it was the last thing in my mind. But I was writing, I think, for just therapeutic reasons. And then I just kept writing and writing and writing. And then a friend of mine said, you must publish this. So that's going to be launched as well on that day in Pentecost.
And it's called The Promise.
Yeah, it's called The Promise. And the subtitle of it is Glimpses of Grace When Life Falls Apart. I think a lot of us know what it's like when life falls apart. I'm sure it happens in all sorts of ways. For me, it happened in a particularly devastating way. But life falls apart in so many ways for other people. And it's seeking the spirit in those valley places, I suppose. And that's what the writing helped me to do. And I hope will help many others in whatever losses or shattered dreams other people have. You know.
And that book is becoming available, I presume, at the moment in bookshops.
So I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. I'm dedicating it to Pat, but I think it will have consolation in it for many people.
Martina, it is lovely to hear about this. It sounds like a very special gathering. And your book is going to be extraordinary, I'm sure. Like, it is coming from a very painful place, I imagine.
It is. It is. It's coming from a very hollowed out heart, is the way I could put from it. But also, well, sometimes it's in the sort of empty places that we can sense the spirit. And I think that's maybe what has been happening for me, the spirit, the Holy Spirit, and also the consolation of Pat with us in organising Pentecost and in the writing as well, I think.
Martina, great to hear from you again, and hope to see you face to face soon. And I hope this all goes very well on Pentecost Sunday.
Thank you, Mary. Always lovely to chat to you.
Foom Lee, Even in the Darkness.
Even in the darkness, you are near.
Liam Burke, thank you for joining us at Kahlúra. You're working with young people all the time in the area of faith. How do you feel about the fact that they generally don't attend church?
I think I have a lot of hope, actually, for the future. I just see that young people are still carrying a lot of Christian values, even though maybe older generations maybe feel like they're not so much. I think they're still holding on to those. Church attendance is low, yes. But I have faith that when they experience Christ. So I was sharing with the group just at the end of the workshop, just a little bit about my own story. And I was sharing about how last year I got married. And I could easily say to the young people in the room, I show them a picture of my wife and say, this is my wife, tell them a few things about my wife. But they couldn't leave and say, oh, now I know Liam's wife, I know Deborah. They couldn't leave and say that because they don't know her yet. And in the same way as we go to Mass, we go to church, we maybe have read the scriptures and we know the story about Christ. But until we've actually experienced him, it's just secondhand information. And so I was sharing them from my own story a little bit about how I've experienced Christ through prayer and through church attendance, through scriptures, and actually the difference that he makes in our lives. And so my hope is for the future is that young people will actually come into that experience of Christ through whether it's a mentor or a leader in their life or through an event, pilgrimage or camp that happens that they go on.
Finally, Liam, on the inclusivity, how were you tackling that today, or how do you suggest? Because it's such a big thing.
The big thing I was talking to the young people about at the end was just the need for love. Like, Christ's message was one of love. And actually, he said this thing where we love God, love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so there's a couple of things in that. Is firstly, we're called to love our neighbor. And if you know the scripture, you know that Jesus is very clear, actually, on who the neighbor was. Like, he was the Samaritan. It is everyone, you know. And so to love those people as we love ourselves. So there's actually a thing in there to love who we are as well. That God has called us to love everyone and to love ourselves. It's not always as simple as that. It's very, very complex. But I think that we just want to encourage this generation who feel this more than anyone, I think. Like, they feel the lack of inclusivity. They feel the lack of love out there as well. And we want to encourage them just to actually experience God in that love and learn to love themselves and learn to love others.
Thank you, Liam Burke. And next week we celebrate St. Brendan's feast day, Tuesday.
St. Brendan, pray with us. Jesus, our friend, we thank you for the courage of St. Brendan, patron saint of our diocese. He wanted to love God with all his heart and learnt all about God on his travels. Give us loving hearts to love you, Jesus, and show your love to others. Amen.
After the break, I chat to retired principal and poet Mary Kennelly.